If you got sometimes you don't have time to talk to God, you don't have time to talk to your children, you don't have time to talk to the people you love. Listen to what he says. People miss that. He makes me lie down in green pastures. God is going to make you stop. If you don't stop, if you don't give God some time, you give yourself some time to recapture your energy, amen? Recapture your joy. He says, I'm going to make you lay down for your own good. And then he goes on to say, and he's going to lead you by still waters. In other words, when he makes you lay down, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be quiet. It's going to be peaceful, amen? So that when you stand up again to do your work, you do it with more strength, amen? You do it with more of his strength. That's what it's all about, amen? When you get tired is when you make your mistakes. When you get tired is when you say things you don't want to say. When you get tired is when you get yourself in situations that aren't good for you, amen? So God is saying right there in Psalm 23, David tells us, he makes us lie down, amen? That's God. So slow up a little bit sometimes and give him some time. Give yourself some time to just visit with God. Just visit with yourself. Look at the sky. Take a breath. Enjoy the fresh air. Amen? And then, are you ready for a new growth? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The golden rule. This is it. Say, oh boy, we just can't. The golden rule. Book of Luke and Book of Matthew. Jesus says, do unto others. Do unto other men as you wish that they would do to you. Too hard. Saying, Jesus can do it, I can't do it. He's saying, do unto others as you wish that they would do to you. To the world it seems weak. To allow what others feel might be taking advantage of you. Anybody ever feel like somebody took advantage of you? You did something out of the kindness of your heart. You did something for them and they took advantage of you? In the spiritual, you must treat people differently. You must allow God to work. When you do something for somebody from your heart, don't fuss about it. Don't feel like they took it. You did it for God, amen? When you do something for God, then don't look at the man for the reward, amen? It's not easy. And you know what? Sometimes it's harder, and my wife will tell you this because she said it to me, but sometimes it's harder when you do things for God. For the person you're with, because they love you, and they see that you're being abused or taken advantage of, and they see that something is happening that doesn't seem fair to them. That's why you need to be equally yoked. Amen? So when you're equally yoked with your partner, and they see it, but they also understand it spiritually. They see something spiritual. Say, okay, I know God's in control. I know how I would react, but my husband or my wife's not reacting anyway, so I'm going to support them anyway. Amen? Rewards come from God, and it's in His way. When you have stood the trial, it's so much better than any small rewards you may have gained fighting a battle. Anybody know that? Anybody? When God rewards you, it is so much better than if you had to fight a battle or had to say what you had to say or argue, and you think you won the argument, but you never really won anything. Amen? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Praise God. You guys are good. It says in Galatians, listen to this. This is for us. Let us not grow weary doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen? Let us not grow weary from doing good. Don't stop doing good things because you think people are abusing you or taking advantage. It says, don't do that. For in due season we shall reap. Amen? God, that means God will bless you in due season. Amen? Sometimes it takes longer than others. Sometimes you might think that God wasn't even paying attention. I know you've all been there, amen? God's not hearing me. But he is in his timing, amen? Hallelujah. Let's get some amen to move in the church.
Amen.
There you go. Don't be shy. Don't be shy in God's house. Thank you. All right, guys, here it is. In the book of Matthew, Jesus is saying, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Listen to what he's saying. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who slightly use you and persecute you. He said, Lord, that's awful hard. He said, no. God said, you be holy for I am holy. He said, I am with you. Listen to what he said. He said, you do that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. You just said it. Our Father where? you want to be his son, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. He's saying these people are his people too. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? If you just love the people in your family, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? I'll tell you, the tax collectors back in this back in these days, it must have been evil because they use those poor people a lot. He said, and if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And he said, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Listen to that again, please listen. He said, do not do your charitable deeds before men. In other words, don't do something for somebody over here and go tell all these people over here what you did for somebody over there. He said, take heed you don't do your charitable deeds before men. To be seen, you want to be seen. Oh, great guy, I just gave this guy $100. I just gave somebody this, and aren't I great? He said, otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. What reward do you have from God? Zip, nada, nil. He said, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward. That's all they have. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be seen in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. How many want rewards from God? You want rewards from God? There you go. That's right. It's not easy to understand. It's not easy to understand. It's not always. But when you take hold of God's ways, listen to me. When you take hold of his ways, when you start being like God, when you stop fighting and start being like God, and then you begin to see the rewards, how people begin to treat you. Because when you start doing this, when you start the golden rule, people are going to start treating you different in your workplace. Amen? Cody, in your school, they'll start treating you. You start treating people kind, even people who are ugly to you. You start being kind to them. You just kind of just give them kindness when they don't want it. They want a confrontation. But you say, oh no, I'm not going there. You can have that. I'm just going to be nice. Good to see you. It's going to draw other people. Other people are going to say, look at that Cody guy. He's got big eyes, really good, but he's like really nice. He's kind of cool. And all your friends and other people you don't even know, they're going to say, oh, what? You know, I'm going to hang around with him. Amen? How many of you, you want to hang around with happy people, amen? You want to hang around with kind people, don't you? You don't want to be around people who are miserable, people who are angry, right? So you're following God and you're going to be kind to people, even if they don't seem kind to you. Like I said before, some things take time. Oh boy, they do. I can tell you, but I'm not going to, but I'm telling you that some things take years. To get your reward, to get somebody to say something to you, you had no idea was even paying attention to you. It, sometimes it can take years, but let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you, when it happens, you can't feel any better. You can't have a reward any better than that. When somebody calls and says, you know, I saw you such and such years ago, and I thought you should be singing more, and I thought you should be playing more, and we really loved your music, we really felt it, and we felt like you were taking advantage of it because they didn't let you sing, they didn't let you play. My lips never said those words. I never complained to anybody. But when she said that to me, this woman said, I'm saying, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Because I touched somebody without knowing it. Somebody else got what I was doing, understood what I was doing. I was good enough to God, amen? And nothing that anybody could have said to me before could have made me feel better than that. When God answers it, amen? Are you with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I ask you today, influence. In your life, who has influenced you the most? And why? Why did they influence you? You know who you're thinking about. So I ask you, why did that person influence you the most? What did they do? How do you influence others? Now, listen, to influence is to lead. Sometimes with words, but mostly with action. And again, I tell you, you may never know, George, the person that you touch. You may never know the person you influence. You're a kind man. I love sitting when we sit at the table corner. I love talking with you. You always got a smile. And I want to sit and talk to George. Because I know you're not gonna complain, you're not gonna swear, so you become a joy, amen? George, I love you. The people that influence you are the people that matter. You want to be that good influence to others. You want to draw people. It's what you say sometimes. And sometimes it's just your actions. Amen? You know, Marilyn and Chuck, when you go over to George and Pat's house, you're not going to leave there hungry. Amen? They're going to feed, and you're going to talk about that for weeks and months. Oh my God, the food that we had. That is influencing people with your love. Hallelujah. To influence is to lead. Cody, to lead. Sometimes it's with words, but mostly with action. And again, you may never see it. You may never know. Brother Fred did this to me. He said something to me one touched my heart. Didn't know. He said, you may never know what it is that touches others. It may be because it's simply who you are and how you've always treated people. That you miss seeing how your spirit influences others. When you're kind to people all the time, you don't even notice anymore. That's who you are. That's the way you are. But other people get touched by that. When you love somebody, like my wife and me, when you love them, they see our love. They see the love that we have. We don't know. We love each other every day. You know, I say 24-7, and you're just, and can you just go upstairs and leave me alone? I understand that now. But other people see our love. And Fred said to me, that's what touched him. That we believe. We may fall short. I may mess up this Bible sometimes, and I might fall short, but he doesn't see that. He sees that we love each other, we love God. Amen. He sees that we talk about the Bible in this church. Amen. He sees that we preach on the Bible in this church. Amen. And that touched my heart. I didn't talk to him, he talked to me, and that made me feel good inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you got it. People notice how you do things. Trust me. They notice how you do things and how you treat other people. Now listen, I gotta say, it's always been my heart to help people and to just be kind. That's the way I've always been. Thank you, my dad and my mom. Lifting up and encouraging people. I've encouraged some of the worst musicians you ever saw in your life. And I know Chris. I mean, they can be so bad, and I'm saying, you know, you just keep going at it. You're gonna be just fine. Because that's in my heart. I don't want to tear anybody down. I don't want to, you know, well, you're not being honest. That's not true. I'm being honest when I say you can do better. I'm glad at what you're doing. I'm glad you're singing. Amen? Amen. You're getting up, you're standing up and you're doing it. Why would I want to tear somebody down? See, I've always encouraged people. And it bothers me more to think that my words or actions have hurt someone. Or my motives were misunderstood. It hurts me. You know, as a pastor, I hear the news on TV and I see the tragedies and I want to come here and get fired up because that's who I am. I want to lead you to God. I want you to get away from those things. It hurts me to see that, and I want to come to our church where we're united in Christ and draw you higher, amen, to talk to you about God to get through those situations. But it hurts me if my motives are misunderstood. And I know what happens. I know it does. You know why, Miss Pat? Because life happens. I know I'll say something to my wife that I shouldn't, or something, you know, something stupid. But, and I know this also, brothers and sisters, after I do, nobody can feel any worse than I do. I don't care what you say to somebody, how bad you think it is, you feel worse after when you realize you should never have said that. It didn't make any sense. Even if you were right, especially if you were right, why would you want to hurt somebody you love? Amen? I'll tell you something else. You should never assume. Remember Mary the Odd Couple? Remember Oscar and Felix? One of the funniest episodes, he said that Felix said he assumed something, so Oscar wrote the word assume on the board and explained what it was. You go home and read it, you'll understand. You should never assume anything. Because it leads to anger and resentment, amen? Because if you're assuming something and you're wrong about that, if you're assuming something, brothers and sisters, and you're wrong about your assumption, and it brings anger and resentment, it's based on a misunderstanding. I tell you this. I tell you, as Christians, doing unto others and loving each other, if there's a misunderstanding, go to the person. Talk about it. Ask about it. Ask the answer. And here's what the answer may do. It may humble you. You may get an answer that you didn't expect from somebody who loves you, from somebody who loves God, who didn't mean to hurt you. Amen? Don't ever do unto others. God said that. Do unto others. Really? It's not easy. You gotta be patient. You gotta be humble. You gotta give without reward. Amen. You gotta give with an understanding heart. Amen. Do unto others. And here it is. When When you do unto others, it's not about who. When you're doing something for somebody, it's not about you, is it? You're doing for the other person, so it's not about you. So when you're doing unto others, it's not about me. But when you do it unto God, knowing that He sees all, what does He see? Hallelujah. You get stronger. And this is a good part. I want you to maybe mark this down and remember this. But when you start doing this with God, George, it becomes a game. And I don't even play a game with God. Yeah, I'll play a game with God. It says, how far can I go to trust? How many things can I learn today? I'm going to play a game. I'm going to trust you more today, God. I'm going to play this game with you. I'm going to have more faith in you today. I might not feel it in the flesh, but I'm going to play this game. I'm going to go on and on in this. I'm going to keep continuing. I'll take the next question because I want to have more faith in God. Amen? It becomes like a game. But when you're having a game with Jesus now, you're playing a game with Jesus, and you're loving Him, amen? This is all about love and sharing and doing unto others and trusting God. When you trust Him, do it to God. Say, God, I want my Jesus. I just want to know. I want to trust Him. But sometimes, and here it is, and I bet I get an amen from this. Sometimes, He will let you hang on a thread. Sometimes, He will take you to the edge of your understanding. He will take you to the edge of your patience. He will take you to the edge of everything in you. You say, I can't do it any longer. And you think the thread is going to break, but there He is holding it in His hand. Amen?
Amen?
But when He rewards you instead of man, it is more than you could have ever asked for. When He blesses you, you know it. When God blesses you, Ms. Pat, you know that He blessed you. But who else knows when He blesses you? Everybody around you, including your enemies. I don't like that word, it's in the Bible. Including your enemies. When God is blessing you, when you walk with the Lord and God is blessing you, even the people you resent the most have to say, why are they being blessed? What are they doing? How are they doing it? And you just smile and say, my God loves me. They see it when you walk like that. You get rewards more than you can understand. Those who came against you, those who took advantage of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When others tell you how you have influenced them, how much you mean to them, or how you touch them in their lives for the positive, and as you walk with the Lord, they're going to tell you. When they tell you how you influenced them, it's a great victory. Amen? You want great victories in your life. You want peace in your life. Amen? You want strength in your life. Amen? You want to overcome those people who have attacked you. You want to have influence over people. You want to lead people. Amen? You do it with God. You do it under God. You give it to God. You don't get mad and arguing and holler and swear because you're not going to win anything that way. You know that. You know all the arguments you've ever had. You never win them. Because the other person, oh yeah, you're right, I was wrong. It doesn't happen that way. But with God, and He's changing hearts, and He's bringing people to you, that's the victory. Amen?
Amen?
When others tell you how you have influenced them, how much you mean to them, or how you touched their lives for the positive, a sweet victory. It starts and ends with God. Trust builds what? Faith. Faith builds what? Trust. Amen?
Amen.
You're walking with God now. Mark Bush, you're walking with the Lord now. Amen? The devil says you got depression. Say, no, I don't. I'm a little sad today. I'm just going to sit down and enjoy the day. I'm going to go sit down on the park bench and look at the blue sky. You can't steal my joy. Amen? Corinne, you got a lot of things going on. I know you're doing it. We'll mention Paul later. We're going to keep Paul in our prayers. We love him. He's family here. But God still got you in His hand. He said, I got something for you today that's good. I want you to smile. I want you to feel that peace. I'll take care of that. You can't take care of that. He's going to take care of that. I want you to have your own kind of joy. I want you to have your own kind of peace. I want you to touch other people because you do it. I see you do it all the time. That's the God that you serve. That's the walk that you do. Trust builds faith. And faith builds what?
Trust.
And it just continues. Amen? Now, just one more thing in the church. Brothers and sisters, I don't want any division in this church. Amen? I pray all of a sudden we don't have any division. No disagreements like that in the ministry. Some traditions, if you follow traditions, that's good. If you follow God's laws, that's good. Amen? Because here's what happens with man's laws. When a religion or somebody makes laws on their own, man's laws we call them, and And then something happens and they have to change that law, or they say, like eating meat on Friday. Remember that? My brother Pete still today won't eat meat on Friday. But I believe now that they say you can eat meat on Friday. Well, even that little thing upset a lot of people who spent their whole life not eating meat on Friday. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? So I never want to do with this church. I pray that I never say or do anything other than what God teaches in this living word. Amen? So that we never have those divisions. If you want to celebrate every feast, that's a blessing. I want you to do it. If you don't eat meat on Friday, I want you to continue. If you, whatever you're doing, I want you to do as long as you do it under God. Amen? But I don't want you to judge, and I don't want you to look, and I don't want you to worry that somehow in this church we're going to compromise the Word of God. Amen? We accept everybody who walks in that door, don't we? They're our brothers and sisters, and as far as I'm concerned, when they walk in that door, they're a member of this church. Amen? Because we all fall short. We all fall short, so we need to accept that. But we will not compromise the Word of God. Amen? We won't make a rule that God didn't tell us to make, because later on when we change it or break it, we say, well, we just decided. Because that just confuses people. Amen? We don't want confusion here. Amen. Trust builds faith. Faith builds. You got it. Hallelujah. Give them a praise and glory this morning.